I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
Well, it looks like Kim Mulkey will be going to the final.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed about that.
LSU beating Virginia Tech.
Tech had them by 9 going into the fourth, but it looks like LSU pulled away.
Well, Kim.
Well, now we move on to the big one, which was Iowa, South Carolina.
If I made you sit in a room and be motivated by either Kim Mulkey or Bob Knight, who do you choose?
Kim.
Really?
Yeah. Look, I'm not a fan of Kim's in any shape or form. I think she's a terrible human being. But Bob Knight's on a different level. Bob Knight might be, you go back into like the 50s and 60s, and then you're getting into some full-on, like...
Well, they were all Bob Knights.
Yeah. So I'm going to say modern, like post-civil rights. Bob Knight might be my least favorite human being in sports, you know, minus OJ or, you know, Ray Caruth or someone like that. But she seems like she's cut from the same sort of cloth. Like, I had a buddy of mine who, his kid went to LSU, and his wife really full-on loves LSU. And so she heard me say that, you know, I hated their coach. And she was like, what? She's like, I love that. She's like, why? And I was like, I'll look her up. And I was like, she just has her track record of statements about and her treatment of players. You know, and there's people that defend her just like people defend Bobby Knight. I just, not a fan. You know, this idea of, again, it just goes back to everyone is accountable. Everyone has to show respect but me. And the whole Brittany Griner thing, and I'm not a fan of Brittany Griner, but the way she handled that, the way she, you know, supposedly told her players, hide your sexuality because it's bad for the program. Screw you. Like, you roll around on the blood money, but then you want to distance yourself from it. And then, of course, the Art Briles thing. Yeah, she was really defensive about people being unhappy with, oh, I don't know, the 56 rapes that happened on the Baylor campus. And if you criticized Baylor athletics, she wanted you to get punched in the face. Get bent.
All right, well, enough about that. It's the club.
I still like her better
than
Bob Knight, though. I get a little fired up about that.
Well,
I hate that sports allows a-holes like that to thrive.
You're probably pretty fired up about Donald Trump getting indicted, too, right? Your leader.
Getting ready to go out and march.
Yeah.
I didn't
Is
see
there
that,
a big march for him?
I don't know, but I guess they're raising money like you wouldn't believe.
It'll go straight into his bank account.
That one's fascinating to me, man. That is, anytime something happens, they just give him more money. 34 counts. I don't know. I just can't believe of all the stuff that guy's done, this is like what he's getting indicted for. But you know.
I thought the best tweet was, while I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, it's chilling to realize that this could happen to any one of us after live tweeting 34 consecutive crimes. I thought that was so good.
There was someone else who was that Boebert, you know, lady. Whatever she
Lauren
was like,
Boebert.
Lauren Boebert, who just seems like a real peach. That's what she was saying. She goes, if they can prosecute him for his crimes, they can get any of us for our crimes. And they're like, yeah, that's
yeah,
generally
that's how it works.
It's kind of how it works, yeah. You know. It's just saying, if I commit a bunch of fraud, yeah, you can come get me. That does happen. Just FYI. Try not to do that, although I've never paid off a porn star, nor do I have any sort of political contributions or anything, so I don't necessarily worry about that. By the way, that's one piece of it. I mean, they're saying like 34 separate counts of fraud. So, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that this guy is going to go down for anything. There's a difference between being indicted and actually like convicted of any of these. So, I'll believe it when I see it. Because that dude just, no matter what happens, that dude could do a half gainer into a steaming pile of dinosaur dung. And he would come out smelling like a rose and with people loving him. Like, more popular than ever.
Yeah, actually, kind of thinking, I'm not a Trump fan here, but isn't this only going to rile his base up and get him a much more support? Like, I agree, he should have been indicted, but I feel like this is going to end up accomplishing the opposite yeah. of what they want.
Yeah, and that's also troubling. It's like, okay, so the guy gets indicted for any of his 8,000 crimes that he's committed.
Yeah. Oh, they love him more.
And they love it.
Yes.
And it's like a good thing.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I was watching a little bit of the news network,
Jesus.
You know which one, and they were like,
You're a Fox News guy, aren't you?
They were saying, like, they're going to make T-shirts and posters out of this with his mugshot, and they're calling him an OG.
Ooh, his mugshot. You think he can do a thumbs up in the mugshot?
Are you allowed? Like, give it a little wink?
I don't know.
It's going to be a hell of a thing, man.
So he's turning himself in on Tuesday.
Yeah, next week.
They said.
Some said, I like Clinton, but he did go to Rape Island, like, 30 times. Very true. I do enjoy, too, that he's just disappeared. Like, the entire Democratic Party was like, hey, Bill, hey, it was great. Yeah, I know you were the face of us for a while, but we're just going to need you to go over here now.
No, I'm serious. If this ever comes to trial, can you even find a jury?
I don't think so.
I mean,
I don't know.
There's no way.
An impartial jury.
How could you find somebody that doesn't know who he is or doesn't have an opinion about him?
The only way you can get on a trial or a jury is to prove that you know jack S about whatever you're about to.
And I want to meet these people.
Exactly.
If there are 12 people that they can find for that jury, I want to know everything about them.
I bet you my sister could serve on this jury.
Really?
I'm not.
She knows who Donald Trump is, though, right?
I don't know.
He's the president.
Although he still is. Have you ever met someone that is so just untied from society? My sister is like that. I really feel that way. My sister, if it does not involve the Princess Bride or the Goonies or entertainment from 1986, I'm not certain that my sister has watched a single piece of news in 30 years.
I mean, you have to find this bit of information out. You need to ask her. Does she know who Donald Trump is?
I'm sure she's aware of who he is.
I mean, come on.
But if I'll send her a text and say, Do you know what happened to Donald Trump?
Well, no, she won't know that.
She won't know that. I'll even ask her, like, are
Do
you...
Do you know who Donald Trump is?
Well, that will be a yes, because who, you know...
Okay, well, you were insinuating that maybe she wouldn't.
I think she knows who he is, but I'll bet you, like, if you were to say one thing about Trump, I'm trying to think of, like, the ultimate litmus test. If I asked her, what is the significance behind January 6th, right? I bet she has no
idea.
Clue whatsoever. About
you were there?
That I was there. She'd be like, I don't know, what did you do? And I'm like, eh.
With your trident.
I'm willing to guess that she is not aware of any sort of the ballyhoo going on. I don't think she would be. She just has no interest whatsoever in any of that. None.
Well, send that text.
All right.
Let's get an answer.
See what I can do. How should I word it exactly? What's the significance behind January 6th? Are you aware of January 6th?
Yeah, just ask her what is the significance behind January 6th.
Okay.
Ask her that.
Okay. I'll see if she responds. She might be working.
Work?
Yeah, Craft Warehouse.
Oh, I thought she was at Fred Meyer.
Nah, she moved over to Craft Warehouse.
She dumped Freddie?
Yeah, she's crafting things now.
Craft Warehouse? What's that?
It's where you craft.
Like, will you do arts and crafts?
Yeah, it's like a it's like a Home Depot, but for crafters, like scrapbookers.
Cute.
Yeah. Jamaica, hell of a scrapbook. What she does.
All right. Well, Americans.
But to find 12 of her in one little area, good luck. And you have to find like 20, right? Because you got to find the alternate jurors.
Yeah, exactly.
And the weird one is, too, is you know that there are going to be, and this is the really hard part, there are going to be a ton of people both ways trying to get on the jury.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Both ways. Because you're going to have people that want him convicted and the people that will never convict him. And they're all going to be fighting to get on the jury. And it's going to be up to the lawyers to weed that out.
It's not going to trial.
It needs to go to like some sort of, you just got to have a judge. You just have to have a judge decide.
Maybe we
decide
can put some bots on it. Do the bots know
just
anything? Just
let ChatGPT handle this.
See what they say.
Do Elon some sort of brain implant, let them decide it.
All right. Americans are losing faith in college education. Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. We'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, somebody thinks 12 jurors, like if Trump needed a jury for his trial.
Yeah.
12 jurors who are all Kraft Warehouse employees, that could work.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you just have to find people that are...
heads buried in the sand for like 5-6 years.
Yeah,
right?
Off the radar. Yeah. Dude, they're out there.
Oh, they're definitely out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. There are people that just have no desire whatsoever to be involved in any of this. And I, you know what? I personally don't have the ability to do that, but I'm kind of jealous of people that are. Those people are way happier and way less stressed. Like, I know plenty of people that are like that. You ask them about something in the news, they're like, what? They're like, I haven't watched news in years. And you're like, you don't watch any news. And I'm like, you don't read anything? You don't watch it? And they're like, no. And that's just like a foreign concept to me.
Like, yeah, my wife's kind of like that.
Yeah? Just doesn't want to know anything?
Well, she'd be like, hey, did you see somebody flew a plane into World Trade Center?
Yeah.
She said that to me the other day.
We landed on the moon. All right. Pulling one of those.
Yeah, she's pretty out to lunch on that kind of stuff.
There's people. I try not to take any one source for, any sort of like, oh, this is the end all to be all. But I like having an idea of what's going on.
Yeah,
in fact, I think it would bother me if I didn't know what was going on and have a general idea of what's happening in the world. But
that's a fine line, though.
Yeah. Because you can get caught up in it real, real fast. But I'm not easily worked up with that.
Right.
It's like,
I feel like you need, if I got a side on one side, you kind of need to know what the hell's going on.
Exactly.
You need to inform yourself.
Well, and I get a lot of flack, but I do watch both.
You have to be informed with the fake news.
Yeah, I do. I do watch both of those, and I've always said that whenever you're talking about anything that's hotly debated, it's never one or the other. The truth lies somewhere in the middle between those two points. It's just crazy about how far those points can be across. And I always think it's funny if I'm driving home and I listen to one segment on a news network, and then you flip over and it's interesting when they're talking about two different things, because both of them, it'll be like, this is the biggest story in the last 10 years. And neither one of, like, only one of them will be covering it. But it's even better when it's the same story, like with this, and to hear the different same story, right? To hear the difference between the two, you're like, wow. It's not news. You're just staying informed about what
one of them is closer to the truth by a long, long ways. I think you know that. I like how you always try to paint. Well, you know, it's like kind of a toss up. Yeah, no, it's not. Not at all. You're well aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think one group is closer to the truth. The other is, hey, end justifies the means, so let's get what we want that way.
Right.
That's how it splits.
Yes.
Well, anyway, the old Don turning himself in there. Tuesday at 2:15, they said.
That is going to be...
It's going to be a spectacle.
I just want nothing more than for him. If I had one wish, and besides, you know, Kathy Ireland and $1 billion... Something that didn't personally benefit me, like in an immediate way, you know. If I had one wish that I could just make something happen, it would just be for him to go away. I don't need him to die. I don't need whatever. I don't need him to go to jail. I just want him to go away.
It'd be good for everyone.
It would. It would be much better off.
Including his own supporters.
Yes. We'd all be better off if we found better versions on both sides.
Not gonna happen.
And we got someone that wasn't 1,000 years old. It's just gonna break me.
Well, Americans are losing faith in college education, so says the latest controversial Wall Street Journal study.
Okay.
Poll. A majority of Americans do not think a college degree is worth the cost.
Well, I think that's a lot of people graduating college with philosophy degrees and then can't get jobs.
This is a new low in confidence in what has long been a hallmark of the American dream. Mm. The survey is a nonpartisan research organization at the University of Chicago found that 56% of Americans think earning a four-year degree is a bad bet, compared with 42% who retain faith in the credential.
Hmm. Well, again, I think that's kind of a simplistic way to think about it. What did you graduate with? I think those are two totally different things.
It's an English degree. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. There are people that do have directed, you know, goals, and they pick one and they stick with it.
Well, I mean, I know college is way expensive, but at the same time, like, if you're just going to get a general degree and you're going to an out-of-state school and you're going to pay $58,000 a year, there's different ways to skin this cat. Like, you can go to a junior college for 2 years and pay practically nothing. Transfer to a smaller school and in-state and pay very little, and then transfer to try to get into a UW or something, pay 1 year of $8,000, $8,000-$9,000 a year for 1 year and have your degree, say, at the University of Washington. There's ways to do this. So, like, but if you want to go to USC and you want to get an English degree, yeah, that's the worst investment you can possibly make, but it doesn't change the fact that the numbers back it up. Getting a college degree, you make more money. You have more opportunities. Most of the jobs that you want to have, unless you're going to be an entrepreneur and start your own business, are going to require you to have a four-year degree. You just got to be a little smarter about how you go about doing this.
Well, one, they should probably stop making so many requirements for degrees.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, a lot of the people that are souring on it are actually people with degrees.
Yeah.
And I would be one of them. I have a degree, and dude,
you don't do anything with it.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I didn't learn much at all in college. I loved the university that I went to, but I just wasn't in that. I don't know. I was just kind of going through the motions, you know.
Yeah.
And
I wonder in a survey like this, too, what demographics actually answered. Because, like, if you go into the medical industry, you're probably still leaning on those degrees thinking they're useful. Say you're a teacher. You're probably giving the middle finger to all those institutions being like, what the hell? I'm out here making $35,000 and I can't afford to pay off my loans.
Yeah. Yep. This says skepticism is strongest among people ages 18 to 34, and people with college degrees are among those whose opinions have soured the most.
Yeah, I mean, look, the education system we have is clearly broken. Make no mistake about it. But I don't, like I said, I think there's ways. We just have to change the way we think, because one, you know, if you're just trying to get a good job with you know, to make a good hunk of money, dude, trade skills are amazing. You can go be a plumber, you can go be an electrician, you know, go be a roofer. I mean, there's plenty of people out there making tons of money. But if you don't want to be a blue-collar person, you're going to probably need, and you don't want to start your own business, you're going to need a college degree in order to move up the ladder, plain and simple. But again, I just go back to, you don't have to go to a place. I hear all the time, right, that college, and I've put two kids through college, and I'll put a third one through. I hear all the time that college is, you know, it's 60, 70 grand a year. No, it's not. If you want Mike Lynch, you want to go to Syracuse, it may be. Like, my youngest wants to be a doctor, and she wanted to go to the University of Boston, or I guess Boston University. You ever take a look at what Boston University costs for an out-of-state kid? And I just kind of smiled there, and I was like, you are more than willing, or you're more than capable of going to Boston University, and good luck with the bill. I can't pay that. But if you'd like to go to an in-state Washington school, I can pick up the tab on that. And those are, and don't get me wrong, they're not dirt cheap. But pretty much any of the schools in Washington, they're about $9,000. It's somewhere between like $9,000 and $11,000. And again, I'm not saying that's cheap, but it's not $70,000 a year. And for, you know, and if you are a low income family, there's a ton of benefits that you can get, and FAFSA and these other things. So, you know, like I wish college was more affordable for people. But especially if you're a low income, if you come from low income or meager circumstances, you can get an affordable college degree without taking out a couple $100,000 in loans. You want to go to Stanford? You want to go to SC? You want to go to Boston? You want to go to Harvard? Yeah, get ready to pay. Again, this guy just said here, he said, my daughter went to 2 years of community college and is going to walk away with a business analytics degree. He's going to make $140,000 a year. There's nothing wrong with community college. You know, it's just, again, it's maybe not the most prestigious thing in the world, but you can get educated without spending, you know, $500,000. You know, my daughter says she wants to go to medical school. That's on your own. Daddy can't swing that one. That's all you. But Central Washington, I can do Central Washington.
Turns out money can buy happiness.
Well, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Science.
I'd like some.
We'll have that for you in our next segment. But here, first, is Jordan with SportsCenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, we've always heard that money can't buy happiness.
Okay? That's clearly a lie.
That's what they try to tell us.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Look, it may not buy my total happiness, but I'd still like to have it because I don't know a lot of poor people that are happy either.
Well,
people are just miserable.
The thought is, and they've always said that the dominant thinking is that people are generally happier if they earn more, but their joy levels when they hit $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
Unless you've heard that.
Unless you live in New York or San Francisco or I don't know, any city. That probably changes.
Yeah, that number seems outdated now.
You know. 75K.
But.
Where are you living?
That was always the thought. There's just not a lot of further progress towards happiness beyond an annual income of $75,000.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, two researchers pitted their research against one another. So you've got this dude, Kahneman, who's a Nobel Prize-winning economist and psychologist. He's initially the one that said 75,000 and it levels off, against Killingsworth, who came to the conclusion that money can buy happiness.
Really?
And so, yeah, so they got to know each other. Apparently they had a couple brewskis, and they decided to do the ultimate with an arbiter. They decided to do the ultimate study, and who is right?
Yeah.
So
how do you do this study?
Well, I'll tell you. They called it an adversarial collaboration where they pitted their theories against each other with the help of an arbiter, the latest research adjusted for inflation. In their study, they surveyed 33,391 adults aged between 18 and 65. They all live in the U.S.
Okay.
They're all employed, and they all report a household income of at least $10,000 a year. There is nobody over 500,000.
Okay.
Okay. So no
super
rich.
Uber rich.
Yeah.
Because I would assume uber rich, you're pretty happy. Like, right? I mean,
I like that they stopped at 500.
Yeah. Look, if you're making $4 million a year, I find it hard to believe. Unless you're like clinically depressed, I find it hard to believe that you're unhappy. You know.
So to measure their happiness, participants were asked to report on their feelings at random intervals in the day via a smartphone app developed by Killingsworth called Track Your Happiness. The data came from repeatedly pinging people at randomly timed moments during daily life and asking about their happiness at that moment in real time. Specifically, they were asked, how do you feel right now? On a scale ranging from very bad to very good. The study reached two big conclusions. First, that happiness continues to rise with income, even with the high range of incomes, for the majority of people, showing that for many of us, on average, having more money can make us increasingly happier. But the study also found that there was an unhappy minority, about 20% of the participants, whose unhappiness diminishes with rising income up to a threshold and then shows no further progress.
Okay, so you're kind of a miserable ass.
Correct. 20% of them are just miserable.
Well, and that's kind of my thing. Like, yeah. You can't make everyone happy. Some people are just miserable.
But their unhappiness diminished.
Yes, but then at a certain point, it's like, well, I'm wealthy, but I'm still a miserable a-hole, but I'm not as miserable as when I was a poor, miserable a-hole.
It said, these people tend to experience negative miseries that typically cannot be alleviated by earning more money. The report cites examples such as heartbreak, bereavement, or clinical depression, like you said.
Yeah.
So for those people, their suffering may diminish as their income rises above $100,000, but very little beyond that.
Yeah.
That's 20%. The other 80%, they said, in the simplest terms, for most people, larger incomes are associated with greater happiness.
Yeah.
So F that $75,000 bit.
Exactly. There's no way that if you're making 75 and you're living in New York or San Francisco, that you're like, everything's fine. I'm great. Perfectly happy. Couldn't be any happier. And I'm not saying that money brings you happiness, but I think the lack of stress from not like paying bills, for instance, right? Knowing that if you get a medical bill or your rent or whatever or your car payment, I'm not even talking about going on vacation or anything. Just the idea that you don't have to stress at the end of the month about paying your bills. You can't tell me that that isn't instantly, that doesn't make your life significantly better.
Well, the other thing is, yeah, I think that the lower income you are,
yeah,
the more you're going to gain happiness by more money.
Yes.
The higher income you are,
it levels off. I'm sure there is a point.
Well, they're saying it keeps going up, but for most people, but it's not as much as yes. if you were on yeah. the lower scale.
If you go from making 30 grand a year to making 150, I'll bet you that jump is way bigger than going from 150 to 300,000.
Yeah. Look at it this way. Money buys freedom, and freedom gives you happiness, essentially. I mean, that's kind of how I like to explain it to people. Everyone's like, oh, well, money doesn't buy happiness. Well, it kind of does because it buys freedom. And then you don't have to think about all that stuff. But obviously, when you're making $4 million a year, I feel like you've got different
like
problems.
Big souk.
Yeah.
That's how big more money, more problems.
Boo!
Well, if you're making 10 grand a year, making 20, I mean, that's enormous.
Yeah.
Jumping, you're doubling your
doubling
salary.
Doubling your salary.
You know.
But I still think you're, you know, at 20 grand, you're still got a, you know, you have a set of problems that you're not going to have if you're making 100. And also, too, a lot of it probably depends on how you live your life. Like, I know people that make a bunch of money but are up to their eyeballs in debt because they, you know, they go out and they spend a bunch. You know people and their average, you know, two household income, but they got two cars and they got a motorcycle and they got a boat and they got an RV and they want to put in a pool and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, oh my God. Like I like to travel. Like that's where I like to haul my kids around. When my wife passed away, I said I am going to make sure that my kids have a childhood that is going to have some really kick-ass memories. It's not going to solve everything, but I am not going to let their defining moment just be that. And I said we're going to go see some stuff. And I made a conscious decision about the house I bought. About the way I spend my money, because I know I have to budget a good hunk of that because it's kind of expensive to haul, you know, three little wieners around, you know, to around the country. None of that stuff is cheap. And it's why I don't own a boat. It's why I don't own an RV. It's why I don't own a sports car, you know, like a classic car that I want. I also have to put my kids through college. You have to make those sorts of decisions. And I think a lot of people are very poor at that. And you know, at some point when you keep making more money, what do people do? The more money you make, you spend more. It's like, well, I just got a huge raise, but your quality of life doesn't change much because you just buy more crap. And so I think that goes back to the education thing. A lot of it has to do with how you choose to allocate those things, how you choose to go about skinning the cat, so to speak. But I am glad that the definitive study, we can do away with the dumb, you know, money doesn't buy happiness.
It does.
It does.
That's right.
I always thought that was something that rich people said, you know.
That or like church pastors, I feel like, or teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to convince you as a kid, well, like, well, money and everything.
Well, rich people may be able to tell you that because they realize that you look around and you got all the stuff and you're like, well, I'm not really that happy.
Yeah, but it also sounds like when it comes from a rich person, it just sounds like the most miserable, you know, like, really, dude? Like, yeah, that's
like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Exactly.
I'm really just not happy.
And, you know, money doesn't. Shut up. Then
you just want a dollar in a lawsuit.
Exactly. You just hear that a lot from people. And it just, no one that doesn't have it wants to hear it. You're like, dude, you have no idea what a real actual person goes through. Like a normal average person. And so it's hard to have sympathy. But at the same time, like Chris Cornell, one of my freaking rock gods, that dude had millions of dollars, beautiful wife, kids, fans, admiration, one of the best voices of all time, and he was so miserable he wrapped a damn cord around his neck. You know? So, I mean, there certainly is an element of that.
All right, I forgot to give you my... So we had... Yesterday we had, could you lie in a coffin, a closed coffin, for 24 hours?
By the way, I talked to a couple people about that.
What'd they say?
Every one of them were like, no.
No chance.
Zero chance.
Now, the catch here is, if you missed it, it will not open for 24 hours. You cannot tap out.
Yeah.
You get in there, it closes, it is staying closed, but it will open in 24 hours. Could you do it for a monetary sum?
Yeah.
We found, after talking that through, that that would be a lot harder than
100%.
Many might think.
Yes. That's going to be, there's going to be some trauma. You're going to spend some of that money that you get on some therapy. Because
24 hours is a long time.
That's a long, long time.
I've got another one for you. We meant to get to it last night, but we couldn't because we didn't have time, and we're stupid, and we get hijacked, and we're like a squirrel. squirreled.
Bird, what? Huh?
But I've got the second one for you, and we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
It's entertainment. And again, if you cared so much about entertainment with the extra point, why would you not care about entertainment for an onside kick and a potential big comeback? So I felt like there were some easy layup, no-brainer things to do. And they tabled all of them. And I'm shaking my head like, this is ridiculous.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Hey, is Caitlin Clark, she hot?
I can't comment on that.
Why?
Is that sexist? I only see her as a great athlete.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I will say that maybe a tan.
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe a tan, you know. Just,
wow.
Yeah, it's Iowa. Get some sun.
I'll come out and say it. Sabrina Ionescu's way hotter. Come on.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then Caitlin Clark?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
It's a good debate.
That's a pretty good one. They're both, you know, beautiful women.
That's right.
No, they are. They are
wonderful, powerful.
I only see athletes.
Well, that's kind of...
It's all I see.
No. See, that's so disingenuous, though, because totally. Then it's like, no. We're all... Yeah, come on, guys, we all got these hierarchy needs in here. And
we don't look
pigs.
At...
We don't see that.
That's right.
There is a guard for Baylor, though, that I am in love with. But then I realize,
sexist.
But then I realize she's younger than my daughter, and then I'm I love her like in a very fatherly sort of way.
Yes.
Where I just root for her to be great. Like, you go get it. I honestly have to check myself sometimes, like when you're watching... You're watching this, or I'll be like, track and field gets me. I can't, because immediately my brain, and I'm like, oh my God, they're 20 years old. I'm like, please stop. And then I have to immediately pivot and think about Sister Jean. I'm like, that Sister Jean sure is a wonderful lady. Super duper. You know, it's
what
just.
What would that take?
Nothing, because I would kill her.
Well, you, can could, you, break, you could be can, gentle.
Can you break a pelvis, both hips, and be fine? I don't think so. That doesn't work. So, no. What would that take? No amount. Well, maybe some.
I was going to say, I don't believe you. Okay, here's the other. Okay, so the hypo yesterday was 24 hours in a sealed coffin, cannot tap out. Could you do it?
Yeah. I think I could, but it would be awful.
It'd be hard.
It would be very
hard. But you're not going to die in there.
No.
You got air.
I chalked it up to the same thing. If you take a little too much of something and you get a bad trip, you have to ride it out for a while. You think you're going to die, but you know that you're not. You
panic just attacks.
Yep. You just have to tell yourself that to calm down. I've never had one go 24 hours, but, you know, if you, you know, you can make it through a night, you can, you'll be all right. There's a monetary reward. I could do it, but it would be awful.
Okay. I think you said yesterday 500 grand.
I'd do it for 500 G's.
Yeah. It would take me about a million. I'd drive a harder bargain. Okay, so I will give you 500 grand cash, U.S.
Mm-hmm. Because I think 500 grand is kind of like, I mean, taxes paid on that, you could do a lot with 500 grand. It's not, you know, you don't retire off of it or anything, but that is a serious chunk of money.
So this one, I'll give you 500K, but you have to get kicked in the nuts once a day for a year.
I would rather do that than the coffin.
You would?
I would.
I was going to ask you which you would.
I would rather do that. Yeah.
24 hours versus a year.
Yeah.
Now, for the same amount of money.
I'd have to consult my doctor to find out what, if there's like some long-term ramifications.
You want to father some more children, do you?
No, but I also don't want like, so like you get kicked in the nerds, right? And then they're swollen and painful, and then you go back the next day and you continue to get kicked
365 times.
I think that would be, I think you'd like rupture one.
What do you think?
I don't think I'm revising my, I don't think I could, I think you'd die.
Yeah, we're talking like a full Bruce Lee style kick in the nuts every day.
You're gonna have to take one.
Are we talking like a 10-year-old? Because then
a 10-year-old.
Well, just the strength isn't there. It's like, well, is this like a little slap in the nards, or is this like full on? Oh,
I feel like
this hurts, buddy.
It's a kick.
I don't think you can. I honestly don't think you could physically get through that. I think you would cause some serious damage.
Well, you said you would take that over the coffin.
Well, originally, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I can.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I've been hitting the nuts plenty of times. When you're a center, I get myself in the goodies all the time. Like when you're out at practice, at least once a day you short one. Like, you know, you don't bring it all the way back into the quarterback's hands and you get yourself and
I was a center too. The tip of the football hit it
You know, I'd say once a week in jiu-jitsu I get a good one. Like you're rolling and someone, you know, gets a leg in between and next thing you know you're like, "Well, that hurts." And it's bad, but like it's not crippling. You lay there for 2-3 minutes. Once in a while, you kind of, you know, you spit up a little bit, and then you're fine. 5-10 minutes later. But the idea of getting kicked, like a full-on kick, where it's not accidental, they're aiming for it, you're getting good. I think after 6 or 7 of those, I think you would rupture something, and then you're hospital-bound.
Well, if, you know, I think you got to look at it the other way. Maybe that could happen for sure.
Yeah.
But you could also get some kicks that miss or that are just, you know, because sometimes you get it and it's like, wow, that could have been way worse, you know?
Yeah.
Can you get a few of those?
No, I can't.
I couldn't do a year. No. I'd have to do the coffin.
Now, if you, again, we're doing this awesome hypothetical thing. If you told me that I wasn't going to experience it, like we said with the coffin, I can't die, right? There's air or whatever. As long as you told me that there wasn't going to be a buildup where I was going to die from a ruptured testy,
okay,
and it was just the pain factor,
you would do that over the coffin
without even in a second,
really?
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I can't say that. Getting
you
hit,
like it?
Getting hit in the balls is not.
I think we've learned something about Big Sook. Trust trees open tonight.
It's not as bad as we make it out to be. We're a little overdramatic.
Well, it can be.
Yes.
Again, you get caught right,
yes.
It's awful.
Yes.
And then other times it's near miss.
You know, it's, you know. It happens. If you've played enough sports, you've been caught enough times, you can, it's not like a catcher. Like, if you told me that I had to sit there while someone broke off a 12-6 curveball that was getting me there, that's a different story. But, you know, you're getting whacked every now and then. Yeah, you'll be all right.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Great week of rock and roll radio. Yeah, man.
Rock and roll. Ow! The Tim Taylor of AM radio.
We are back Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. It's all about a secret love. Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.